Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Society has changed so much over the last 20 years. I remember when the exciting thing to do on Friday nights was to stay home and play dominoes. That, however, seems to pale in comparison to playing high-tech video games while you talk to your friend on your cell phone through the latest wireless headset. There seems to be a separation between parents and their teens these days. They're either at the mall or watching TV in their own room. They're much more mobile, and before you know it, you've totally lost touch with your kids and you have no idea what they're being exposed to. Yet, we allow them to socialize in circles that are full of worldly influences, all the while thinking, "My kid is the good one. He'll be a positive influence on the rest." Well, consider this. If three sick people drink from a glass of water, then a fourth person in good health drinks from it, will it make him sick? Probably so. Now, if three healthy people drink from a glass of water, and then a fourth person who is sick drinks from it, will it make him healthy? Probably not. Unfortunately, a bad virus can be more contagious than healthy cells. While it is entirely possible for a Christian teenager to remain strong and have a positive influence on his peers, it's more likely that he'll become influenced by their unhealthy virus of sin. You see, teenagers are at a pivotal stage in life. They're learning how to make decisions for themselves, but not yet ready to be responsible for those decisions. Simply put, teens are lost without their parents' leadership. Problem is that many parents are good at setting up rules, but fail when it comes to establishing strong relationships with their teenagers. Here's a good thing to remember. Rules without relationship leads to rebellion. So safeguard your children from infectious sin. Establish well-defined parameters for their activities, and then invest time in creating a strong relationship that will withstand the worst of storms. And pour on the love. Taking orders from a drill sergeant is one thing. Taking them from someone who genuinely cares for you is another. And parents, remember to set a good example. Odds are, your kids are going to grow up to be just like you. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.